All right, we get alter isness then, totally mechanically as a method of getting things to continue their existence. Now, that's an important fact. Although the nomenclature here is simply chosen at random, it's a pretty good nomenclature because it says exactly what it means. The control case, by the way, is an alterist. He's got to change. Well, he's lost too much, so now he's got to change everything. But he's not satisfied with anything. If he were walking down the street in a limber and loose fashion, he would think he had to walk in a tight fashion, and so forth. He's become anxious about things disappearing, so he, of course, has to alter everything he sees in order to keep these things from disappearing. All right, now let's get into the next category, and we get not-isness. Now, this fellow has altered things up to a point where they're beginning to persist most damnably. In fact, he's upset about their continuous persistence. He doesn't think this is a good thing to have a FAC-1 camera staring him in the face all the time, to have the walls of the room appear to be 180 feet tall, although they're only 9 feet tall. It's not a good thing, this alter isness, he's concluded. He's changed too many things. He's lost track. He's isn't quite secure in what the things were in the first place. He shifted them so often. He's like the small boy has told so many lies that he can no longer remember what lie he told, and so he's stuck with the lies and so becomes a human being. Now, the next step there, not isness, is manifested as unreality and is in itself the mechanism we know as unreality.